everyone, if I could have your attention. Thank you. On a night like this, I am very fortunate to see all of my brothers and sisters again. Honestly, I shouldn't even be here tonight, as you all well know. It's been a scary number of months recently, especially with the cold snap making it even more difficult to find food. We've been pushed further and further toward human civilization, driven by hunger, looking for scraps just to get by. Some of our pups, they're not as selective or careful. Their bellies empty, they chase the sheep and the other livestock that's protected by the humans and their canine companions. And now, the hunters have come for us. Some would believe rightly so, but to watch my kin die in the cold, I couldn't do it. So I went out looking for food myself. I went in search of a way to feed you all without leading the hunters back to the pack. And, well, that didn't exactly go to plan, did it? I ended up being captured that fateful night, and I was sure that after watching the hunters dispose of others of our kind, that I would surely be next, my head placed upon a pike or a mantle as proof of their hunting prowess. With the trap biting into my flesh, I watched a human emerge under the moonlight's gaze. Every terrible thing I'd ever heard humans do had prepared me for this moment, or so I thought. But this man right here, he has done something that I could have never prepared for. He saved me. He not only freed me, but he tended to my wounds and gave me shelter when I needed it the most. He didn't see me as prey, even though he would have certainly been well within his right, given the situation from the human's point of view. We all know that there are very heavy bounties on our heads, but he valued life over coin. And not just that, but this feast before all of you, all of this, he helped with this too. I know up until this point, we have been scared of humans, and that fear has made us do some pretty unsavory things. If you remember, my brother, who some of you still call the true Alpha, was banished from this forest by my father because of the way he insisted we deal with our disagreements with humans. But I stand here today to ask all of you to consider that if not for this human's kindness, his bravery, and his integrity, that I would not be standing here before you. Consider that you would not have this feast set out for your hungry pups and your nursing mates, that the men would not have as much strength and energy to go hunting under the next moon. Right now, our survival rests on this human's shoulders. Not only due to my safety in this feast, but because I have one more thing I want to share with you all. As you all know, my father has been unwell for quite some time, and the last time he met with the humans, things did not go well. Our relations with humans have only soured since then, with no one being willing to meet with them, let alone find a way for us to live peacefully alongside of each other. However, with this man's help, I hope to become an ambassador of sorts of our people. I hope to reopen communications with the humans with his help, and I hope that even if you have small doubts, I hope that I'll have your blessing. I believe that we are long due for an alliance. I think my father's ways worked in the past to protect us, yes, but I think our future is our own, and I would like to explore ways that werewolves and humans can work together to improve the lives of everyone. But I'm not asking you to trust all humans just yet. No, I know that would be foolish, futile even, but I would ask you to trust me when I ask you all to at least give one of them a chance. This one. During the feast tonight, he will dine at the head of the hall with me. And if you're curious, or you have questions, or you simply want to thank him, then you are more than welcome to approach us. I want all of you to give him the respect he deserves for tonight. He saved not just me, but all of us, and our future hangs on working together to create a strong alliance with him and those like him. But I can see your glazed expressions as the scent of meat and mead fill our senses. So, enough talk. Let's dig in. I think that went well, didn't you? Well, yeah, I was a bit nervous myself. I know some of my kin are willing to look towards a new future, but I know some of them are of the mind of my brother, believing crushing those who oppose you is the only true way to ensure safety. There were several who showed cowardice when they saw that he would be banished for his beliefs, and so they were allowed to stay here in the pack. I do fear that they're just waiting for their chance to strike. But never you mind that. No, let's talk about you. Oh, my sweet human. Tonight, you did so very well in the Den of Wolves. If I'm honest, I was so proud of you. You handled yourself so well, and I could barely conceal my grin when I saw those beta girls casting you blushing glances from across the room. See? I told you that you would be desired here, for more than one reason. But then, that just makes me glad that, well, I've already claimed you. And I'm so glad that you're covered in my scent. Yeah. Lay back in our bed, won't you? Well, yes, our bed. I do share what I've claimed with my man, you know? And I'm glad you're mine. Tonight, I intend to show you just how much. First, by lavishing all my praise for you. Oh, and this thick, meaty cock of yours. Ah, as much as it took to trust in you that night that you saved me, it took far more courage for you to walk into my den of kin. Oh, well, I mean, I was trapped when you found me, but you? Oh, you walked in here willingly. Oh, and that's how I know that I can trust you. That's how I know that my faith in you is not misplaced. Oh, my loyalty is to my pack, yes, but my heart? Well, I fear you've already stolen it. So, what's a girl to do? Personally, I've resigned myself to enjoying it. Oh, and you should too. Oh, because I am never letting this go. Do I mean you or this delicious cock? Oh, my sweet human, why not both? Oh, there you go. Oh, I could get addicted to those sounds you make. Oh, it makes me want you more and more. Oh, yes, I don't think dinner was enough. Oh, I'm still a very hungry girl. So you'll give me something tasty, won't you? Oh, a bit of milk for dessert, perhaps? Oh, I can taste your excitement. Oh, yes. And the bit of pre-cum leaking from just here. Oh, give me some more, please. Oh, no. It's okay. If you come, you come. I won't waste any of it anyway. Oh, God. Oh, filling this room with your arousing scents. Oh, it's starting to do wicked things to me down here. Oh, God. Oh, I just can't help but touch myself. Oh, so please. Oh, please come as much as you want. Oh, yes. Oh, I can feel your balls tensing up. Oh, you're very close, aren't you? Oh, yes. Yeah. Let me lick these balls as I stroke this cock of yours. Oh, God, you smell incredible. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm very, very eager to bring you over this edge. Oh, please. Oh, I want you to come with me. Oh, please. Oh, yes. Just like that. Oh, I want you to shoot right in my mouth. I want you to cover my tongue. I'll take you all the way to the back of my throat. Yes, yes, I'm close too. What a delicious treat. You do know how to spoil me, don't you? Hey, now. Oh, don't you go getting tired on me already. The night's still young, after all. Well, yes, my sex drive might be a bit insatiable, but I can at least lick and love on this until you're ready to go again.